From the great halls of their house, there are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe comes our team captain, the Vision, Bill Fisher. Their soon-to-be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher. Our Captain Marvel and head flight trainee, Jennifer Scripchuk. And our Batman, the master of tools, gadgets, and all things mechanical, our mild-mannered soon-to-be billionaire, Alan Danvers. Their mission, to fight injustice, share what is right and wrong, to get you out of your house and come out racing with them, and serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes in Training Team. Dominating with Dawson.
I am tuning in. I would like to change my radio station. I am trying to find which channel the Dominating with Dawson is on. Dominating with Dawson. Which number? Which number is it? Is it?
Hi,
is
Ben.
Beep, 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 beep. Oh, hey.
Hey, Dominating with Dawson radio. In the morning.
Yeah.
That's right. We got to get sound effects for this.
Oh my gosh.
If only we had buttons. But that's a different story that will come on a future Dominating with Dawson.
Later.
That's right. So, Dominating with Dawson, we had a question written in from a listener. Well, I don't know if he's a listener. I think he just downloads, which is fine. I understand that fully. But a listener, his name is Ron Mexico, I believe his name was.
Oh, you know, I know Ron. Ron lets me race his cars. I know him pretty well.
Well, anyway, he had three questions, and this is going to be the first of the three questions. So, listeners, right. If you have questions, you can write in, and we too can make fun of you and do your questions on Dominating with Dawson in the morning. Anyway, so one of the questions that he thought would be a good topic for us to talk about, I think it's particularly fitting since it's coming from Ron Mexico. He said, what about this concept of entering a race with zero experience?
I think he did that. I'm pretty sure he did that.
I know the other three of us. Now, I'm not sure about you, Ben, because you actually raced in go-karts
zero.
Before this.
Nada.
Yeah, and if you need video proof that Vicky knew nothing about it, we have videos on our YouTube channel that show her cruising down the street.
I drove like I was going to church.
So is the question what to do if you're jumping out there for the first time with no experience? I mean, like, that is on brand.
Is it a good idea? Is it something you should do? If so, what maybe we should think about doing before you get on track, or maybe at the track, or maybe, you know, just let's try to make the best of a somewhat dubious idea of what to do.
Well, you know, there's at least a couple of organizations where you can still be your first day ever sitting in a race car, and you can go out and jump right into traffic and the race traffic with lemons and champ car. Is that right?
For sure.
So there's plenty of people who do it, and their business model is built around it. I've definitely been there when it was other people's first ever race on a team I was racing with. It wasn't the path I took. I mean, I guess I did too. When I first started racing go-karts, I think we had maybe an afternoon practice, a warm-up, and a heat race, and then I was racing. So, I mean, I got a little bit of experience, but my first day of going to the go-kart track with the race cart I bought, you know, back in 2002 or three, you know, that I also jumped in 2 feet in, 2 feet first at some point too. This wasn't the kind of racing we do, but
I personally have never said the F word so many times when I was in the car for the first time on a racetrack.
I was so excited to be doing it. I had the slowest cart in my group. And so I think I got lapped like three times that first night, not knowing that I could hold the thing wide open or how fast I could go. But I was so excited to be out there. I didn't care. Like, I was such a racing nerd, such a racing fan. The fact that I was getting to do it at all in person in my own stuff, I was so overwhelmed with that and so excited about that I wasn't worried about the fact that I was like dreadfully slow and not a threat to anybody as far as competition my first time out. So that was my big takeaway looking back at it. But, you know, also I would just try to pay attention to what other people were doing. Like, any kind of situation that's new to me where I'm just going to have to pick up cues from other folks and sort of see, like, what do you do? How do you come off the track? I had to just learn all that on the fly by following people around. So that was my approach. But when it came to road course racing, I did a bunch of HPDE driving before I was ever like, all right, I'm going to go join an endurance team. Because also by that point, I was competitive enough and had enough ego about my own driving that I didn't want to jump into a race without being fairly good at the discipline that I wanted to go racing in. So And also, I was broke during the time I was doing DE. So about all I could afford was free track time with the instructor for a long time. But during that time, I sharpened my claws a lot. And by the time I went to go endurance racing, I was pretty good. You know, good enough to wax a lot of other drivers in faster cars.
Okay, so I think if we were to say good idea or bad idea, you would say.
You know, if this is probably the one chance you're going to get in life to go race a car, you're not sure if it's ever going to come around again, and you're not worried about how it goes, go do it. Especially, if it's with somebody where it's allegedly supposed to be safe, like women's or champ car, and it's designed for that. You know, if there's something you've always wanted to do, go do it. Okay. I don't think it's a bad idea necessarily.
Well, ladies, we subjected you both to this as a concept, and I think we did the worst job of doing this to Jennifer. So, Jen, good idea, bad idea?
Bad.
Bad? Okay.
I didn't hear a zoom zoom or a beep beep.
No zoom beep, zoom beep. Or beep beep. Beep beep.
Just kidding.
Okay. So, Vicky, where are you on the fence? Is it a good idea, bad idea?
I think that if you're a junkie, it is probably okay, you know. But honestly, if I could do it all over again, I probably would do one or two HPDEs or one track night or something like that, just to get an idea.
So the correct answer.
But if I did, do it, I might be too terrified to get back into a car with traffic.
Okay, so the correct answer.
The correct answer.
Is,
here we go.
It is not the best idea, but it's a good idea.
But it's not the worst idea.
It's definitely not the worst idea. Like, let's
worst idea is not doing it at all.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So if you can, we would not recommend it as this is the path that thou shalt follow, and this is the golden path. But it is a path, and especially if you're, you know, if you're interested in racing and you're interested in getting out on track, and you know that this is an opportunity that you have, and somebody says, "Hey, come on out," you go ahead. But you have to go in there with a little bit of respect for racing. You have to go in there not thinking you are God's gift to driving, and definitely not thinking I am going to dominate and win. I mean, that's why you listen to Dominated with Dawson. I mean, you know, I mean, seriously.
I agree. I think there are many kind of circumstances that could lead you to being in race traffic for the very first time you got to sit in a race car. And, you know, like you mentioned, this is still a pretty serious pursuit as far as forces that could be coming in contact with your body. So it's life and death. I mean, you have to have a lot of respect for what's going on. But also, if you go out there and it's your first race and you do something really bad, you'll hear about it.
Yeah, true.
They'll let you know. They'll correct you if you do something really bad. I mean, it's a fairly controlled environment. It's one thing to think about.
It is very controlled. And most likely, if anybody's going to go on there for the first time, they're going to be uber slow. They're not going to go full force. And people on the track are going to know who they are. And in a good way, where they're going to realize that that's an experienced driver and they'll know what to do.
I think so. Yeah. Kind of, you think we address what Ryan's asking?
I think so. He's from Mexico, so you know we don't know. He could be talking about tequila the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he also knows that we put people on that have little experience too.
Well, it's true that a lot of folks listening, I hope, are folks who are thinking about getting into it or are brand new to it or in some sort of very early phase. So I hope that nobody would think like, I don't have any experience, so I better not go do this race. Like, I think that would be a detriment. Yeah, I think nobody holds it back.
The very, very, very minimum that they should do is visit a race first.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. That's I always see that being recommended. Like, hey, go check one out if you're interested.
Right.
Go check an event out. If you see things that look like that appeal to you, because also there's a lot going on at a race that's not driving.
Yeah.
Like, somebody might go out and go, oh, you know, I could be in charge of all these turkeys, you know, and you know, do marshalling or that sort of thing. So, you know, or they might like the idea of you know, working a corner or something like that. So that's a good point, Vicky. I always heard that as a good recommendation, and I forget about it.
And since this is the first ever listener submitted question for Dominated with Dawson, I thought we would give them twice what they're paying for.
Oh.
By having a little bonus.
Okay.
each of us will give a story from the first time we were ever on track.
Okay.
Could be, well, Ben, you could either do go-karting or you could do endurance racing, whichever. Jennifer and Vicky, I know the stories you should give. Let's see what you do give. Ben's got to think back longer, so we'll give Ben a little bit of time. So first time out on track.
The very, very, very first time on track or just the first year on track?
First time-ish.
Okay.
Not counting Monticello for you. So first time on track. My driving down the Jersey Shore, cruising the beach, looking for chicks. Miss Vicky. If you watched the video, you'd understand why that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the one of the hands first
on,
races.
Hands on at the 12 position and the other hand on the stick.
Yeah, good, I did that. Good. And I was all chill, leaning back and having a good time and you know, racing around and doing my thing. And every time that, you know, I was 10-2 for a little while, but for the most part, I just could not keep my hand off the stick shift. You know, and that wasn't just because I was shifting. It's just because I was street resting my hand.
Yeah.
And then I look back on the very first videos and I'm horrified at the driving that I'm doing. Number one, I realize how slow I am. Two, I realize what my in-car positioning is and how I'm constructing myself on the inside. And, but at the same time, as I'm going around every turn, I'm saying the F word and holding onto the car,
is this your story or did I distract you? Okay.
No, that was pretty much it. I mean, it was horrible. It wasn't horrible. It was horrible driving.
Was it a good time though?
It was an excellent time. I would it again. Obviously I was like, I'm all in, but I didn't realize how much I didn't know. Mm-hmm. You know, going in and didn't realize the journey that I was going to be on.
But you had driven like in street life, you had driven for several years.
Prior. Oh yeah. So I drove that car much like I was driving on the street.
Yeah. Which is
why didn't know any better. Didn't know any different.
That's why we take all our cars.
You're puttering around the track. And yet still like, oh crap. Oh crap.
Well, it was only on the turns. Every time people got too close. Oh yeah. And I was all in too. My eyes, I was like tense on the wheel when I was hitting the turn, because that's when I would hold onto the wheel and I start turning. I would just go through every turn just saying the F word, and then I would just punch it again and keep going.
And for those listening at home, the F word is faster. Yeah. Faster.
Oh, faster. Oh, faster. Oh, faster.
I've done faster. Yes.
I think that's when I got really, really accustomed with the word, because I don't normally cuss. It just doesn't feel comfortable coming out of me for myself.
Oh, me either. Totally.
But I got real comfortable with the F word that summer. I don't think I've ever turned back.
Faster. All right, Miss Jen. First one or two times, you can choose Thompson or you can choose New Hampshire. Either one's got great stories.
Well, I don't know if I want to relive one, but
it the same race?
No, different.
No, they were different races. I'll go with the hill.
The
putt putt up the hill.
Yeah,
this is at New Hampshire, past turn three, going up the hill. Yeah,
going up the hill. I really was a novice with stick shifts, and
how much of a novice, Jen?
You know, I did it a few times.
Like a week, maybe a week and a half of a podcast. I mean, that's like a week, week and a half of a stick shift training.
So, well, and the thing is Delaware's flat, and that week I really didn't have any experience on hills. And, you know, when we went, there was this big hill and I just didn't know what to do with it. And it was tough. It was tough. But I'll tell you.
No, how tough was it, Jennifer? I remember sitting on the bleachers and watching Jennifer try to get up that hill, not realizing she has to downshift to go up the hill.
Didn't know.
And she's puttering up the hill. And then she would start stopping. And of course the flag stations are kind of doing their thing.
But by the end, I had the biggest cheering sight. The guys in the flag station were cheering me on, and I got to
hill the hill. drives. I think people in the stands rose their hands and they're cheering at the same time because she made it up the hill.
Yep.
It was awesome.
That's right.
There you go.
I had to talk her down on the radio.
The flag station threw their arms up and we're just like, wow, she did it.
Bill, were you like, what gear are you in? Or did you know what was going on out there? Or are you just trying to put something together on the radio?
We had somebody else was on the radio. And then
I was on the radio.
I walked over and I said, okay, here's what we're going to do, Jen. Because she's parked. she's parked. Like, this car is not moving.
Downshift.
I'm like, here's what we do. Is we
put that's the, a thing.
push the clutch in. Put the car in first. Keep your foot on the brake. Okay.
Because was she rolling back too? Were you rolling back?
Yeah, she was rolling back. Yeah.
She would just stop and hold the brake there until everybody passes and she rolled back down.
I said, okay, now there's another opening. Now quickly move your foot from the brake to the gas, push the gas down to like 3,000 RPM and just let the clutch out. And it took her a couple times, but you know.
Hey, look how far I've come.
That's right. That's right.
Get all the way around certain courses now.
That's right. She doesn't stall on any of the racetracks now.
You see, you can race too.
I am the perfect example of that.
What you could do, not what you should do. This is what you could do. Okay.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Mr. Dawson, I mean, that's going to be a tough one, but you're next.
Wait, do you have one too, Bill?
I do.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead, Ben.
All right. Yeah, so that's your
build. I'm on New Jersey Motorsports Park, and this is my second stint, or third. We were doing really short stints. This is like my fifth stint for the day. We were stinting at 30-minute intervals.
Yeah, we were like 45 right. minutes. Like, everybody's in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
what an idiot we were.
Yeah, but it worked. It was fine.
Oh my God.
I think we set the record for the most pit stops ever. But anyway, so I'm out there and I'm like, okay, this is really fun. I'm starting to get this. This is great. And then all of a sudden this car goes by and I'm like, hey, that's my friends. That's Three Pedal Mafia. They know how to drive. I should just follow them. I'll just follow them for the next couple laps.
First time on the track.
Third stint, probably. Last of the day. This is last stint of the day. No problem. Life is good. I'm going to follow these guys. I'm going to learn a little bit. I'm going to stay with them for a lap or two. No problem. Life is good. My 74 Capri can keep up with their.
It was a Saturday.
Yes, it was. 3800 Buick powered RX-8. Nickname Black Betty. Although I had listened to the E1R podcast, so I knew what Black Betty was. And I knew Black Betty was really, really fast.
Bill was driving a 74 Capri.
Yes, right. So I've got 205 14 four lugs for tires, trying to keep up with the car that I soon found out later was Black Betty. So I was slightly, I don't know, the best technical term is I'm slightly outgunned here. I think Black Betty's probably, I don't know, if a good driver's in both cars, it's probably 25 seconds a lap faster than I was.
A-class driver.
Oh, yeah. A-class driver, A-class car. I'm in C-class car with D-class driver. And so we're coming around turn one, no problem. Turn two, we go through the chicane. Life is good. I kick out at the chicane. I cross over. I do my nice track out. I just get a little bit wide trying to keep up with Black Betty, who's like disappearing into the ether with jets coming out their back. And I got a little too loose on the back end on the rumble strip, hit a little bit of wet grass, and then whoosh, double cross all the way into the inside turn, hit the tire wall, bury the car in the tire wall. No problem. Life is good.
Yeah. Not only that is that they brought the car in and there were so much tire shavings that were all up in the wheel well, because apparently he had bent, you know, the frame or something like, not the frame, yeah, but the fender. And just, I don't know when he had done that. I mean, we were just pulling handfuls of rubber out from the car wheel well.
It shaved the tire as we went around the track for the rest of the, because that's right at turn three and there's like 15 or 16 turns. So yeah, I was towed for quite a while. So
toe of shame, we call it.
That's right. The
vultures came and got him.
So when you're trying to learn from a car that's passing you and you want to follow them for a while, realize that they may not be able to go as slow as you are. And you may
they
not
may
be,
not
to
be
as...
in your class.
Yes. Yes. If I would have known that was Black Betty, life would have been good.
The lesson to learn.
You know what, Bill? I'm sure if they knew it was you, they would have waited for you.
I don't think they could have waited enough for me.
I know that I have a frequent refrain here on this on these segments where I'm talking about like trying to steal part pieces of technique off of other people so you can you know raise your own game and be faster in your own car. But I'm always saying, if I see somebody who's in similar equipment to mine getting away with something, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? I'm always stressing, like, if it's somebody who's got a car that's a lot like mine, similar power, then I'm going to try to do what they do. But this is way before you ever absorb that lesson, right, Bill?
This was pre-dominated with Dawson. This was
this was pre-HPDE. Yeah, yeah. This was pre-everything. Yeah. Everything. Nice. When you're racing, I guess, did you have the mentality you're racing cars and not the track?
Oh, God, yeah. I was racing those cars, baby. No problem.
Yep. That's great.
All right, Mr. Dawson, the floor is
Let's
yours.
Let's hear your story.
I got you. Well, yeah, thank you for giving me plenty of time to think of my own instance. Like, all of my times from early in karting were just me being sad about wishing I could be faster and more competitive, and it took me till the second season before I started winning. So I am not going to talk about that, but I will talk about my first HPDE in the car. I bought this Miata, and I went to a friend who's like, hey, he's a Porsche guy. He's like, hey, you can bring your Miata to this Porsche club event. So I think my first DE was in 2005. And I'm out there at VIR, of course, and I'm learning the track. I've got like 200 treadwear tires on my Miata, the stock suspension with a roll bar. So it's a little bit stiffer than normal. But anyway, I've got a really nice instructor who was a Porsche club racer. I think her name was Paula Kendrick. She was a kindergarten teacher on the days of the week. Really nice lady, very encouraging. Told me, she's like, I'll probably see you racing somewhere. But as I was building up speed, I think Porsche Club has a rule where if you go off twice or if you spin twice, you're out for the weekend. Or at least they did back then. They were pretty stern about, like, keep your junk on the track. So I had spun one time already that weekend, just done, like, not even a full spin, but just, you know, back end came out and I did, like, 100, you know, 90-degree spin or maybe 180 at the most. But anyway, I spun in somebody else's oil. They had dumped some oil in on the corner exit. That spun out. Not really anything I did. Just didn't have any grip leaving the corner and spun. So I'm driving scared the rest of the weekend. And I'm not sure how many sessions away this was, or maybe even the next day on the Sunday or whatever. But my instructor, Paul, is also telling me, like, hey, as you come up out of the S's, this turn up after the top of the S's south bend, she's like, you're slowing down way too much for that. This is like a 90 mile an hour corner road, like a really good car and a really good driver, or, you know, 80, 90 miles an hour. So go faster than you're going. So I'm like, oh, okay. Next time through there, I'm like, that barely broke, or maybe even try to do it flat out in a Miata, which is still not that fast. But in my first weekend at the track. So anyway, I overstepped what I should be able to get away with there. Just trying to think, like, I took her advice and went too far with it. And so I feel the back end come around. And since I've been doing karting and racing a pretty short wheelbase vehicle, you know, I had a good instinct for trying to correct and catch a car already, even though I was new to the track. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, I spent all this money to be here at this DE weekend. I'm going to lose time if I spin off and they kick me out. This is all going through my head in a split second as I'm starting to lose it around this really fast corner. And I've already gone too fast through it. So it's already a fast corner and I've gone too fast.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, crap. So the car is bucking back and forth trying to spin out. And I'm just throwing the wheel one way, throwing the wheel the other way. And I'm like, I am not leaving this track surface. And sure enough, I did enough catches till I caught it. And by the time I got up to Oak Tree, where there was still an Oak Tree there, and the corner workers were on the inside of the turn, there were two corner workers in there, and they both stood up like gin style, giving me like a standing ovation. And I kept my junk on track and enjoyed the whole rest of the weekend. But that's my one where I was just way out of my depth and trying to learn something new.
It's like, I'm gonna go for it.
Yeah. So thank you, Paula. Thank you, Porsche Club.
So we have a bonus to this Ron Mexico submitted question.
All right.
Ben did enough catches that we are now going to refer to that as juggling.
Juggling.
I was definitely juggling.
Well, thank you, listener Ron Mexico, wherever you are.
Thank you, Ron. We do love you.
Thanks, everybody.